Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Just before the show started, I was clearing my throat. This is probably not a good idea, but you know what I had? I had a goober. You know the goobers, raisinettes? I had a goober and a raisinette. It's very rare that we have them in the house, but have an open box of, you know, the movie size boxes of goobers and raisinettes. Well, I popped one in my mouth and the peanut kind of got stuck a little bit in my throat after I bit into it. But you don't need to know that. I'm just explaining what happened. You know, it's pretty funny. I could have controlled this because I am recording this when I decided to record it. So I could have waited, but I figured, nope, I'm going to keep going. Anyway, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Glad to have you with me on the show today. Hey, we're going to talk about prayer on the program today. Specifically, we'll look at some of the recommendations for praying according to Jesus. I mean, I think that's a pretty good person to, he's a pretty good person to listen to when it comes to prayer. Then we'll talk about some of the, maybe the challenges that we face. I was on Relevant Radio earlier today and on the Morning Air program, and I was talking with John Harper and Glenn Leverins about the challenges we face when we don't feel anything in prayer. Are you ever there? You don't feel anything? Now, you know that I have been struggling with this poison ivy cellulitis business, and I've had some rough nights, some rough days, and I wake up in the morning and I'm just scratching the daylights out of myself, and I'm not really all there when it comes to my prayer, because it's just I'm so distracted, and I've been telling the Lord that, hey Lord, look, I'm giving you the best I got right now, but I'm not necessarily feeling it. And we're gonna have those days. It doesn't mean that our prayer will be any less effective. So we'll talk about this. We'll talk about the meaning of prayer. We'll talk about the challenges we face and how to plow through them. Because essentially, that's what we need to do. We're going to face dryness in prayer. We need to know that it's not the end of the world. And we really need to know how to deal with it. So that's what's on tap for today's program. I have to give you a quick doctor's update. It's good news. I went to the doctor today to check out the arm. Now, in case you haven't been listening, my arm, I've got poison ivy on both arms, both legs, my stomach, was a really bad case. I really had a bad reaction to it. And on my one arm, my right arm, I developed a skin infection, cellulitis, because it somehow got infected. I'm on antibiotics, and for a while it seemed like it wasn't responding, but the arm has finally started to respond. I thank you for your prayers. God is good, I'll tell you. The redness seems to be fading a little bit. The swelling hasn't come down yet, but I think I'm on my way. The doctor likes what he saw, and I'm just going to stay on the antibiotic, and we'll see what happens. But boy, it really feels good to be on the mend. It's amazing how something seemingly simple like that can really knock you for a loop. You know, you take your good health for granted sometimes. You may not, but unfortunately I do. I've been relatively healthy throughout my life, and you start to just take things for granted. You assume, well, this is always the way it's going to be. And something like this reminds you, we just never know. So I'm very glad to be feeling a lot better, and I'm glad to be back here with you on the program. So get settled in, grab your snack, grab your beverage, whatever you want. Get ready. We're going to talk about prayer. But before we talk about prayer, how about if we pray? Let's turn to our Father in heaven. Let's set this up as we pray for a minute, because this is what we're going to be talking about. Let's recognize the fact that God, the creator of the universe, the guy who created it all, we're talking about the universe, who created the earth, who created every person who has ever inhabited the earth. He's a big guy, right? This is Almighty God. We are going to be speaking to him right now in prayer. And that is something that, you know, sometimes we just rattle off the prayers, go through the motions, and not really think about that. That is an overwhelming thought, that God actually listens when I pray. It's incredible. So let's recognize that today. Let's put ourselves in the presence of God, and together let's turn to him now as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you with grateful hearts today. grateful for the fact that we are able to even address you, for the fact that we are able to have an audience with the creator of the universe. Father, even when we can't hear you speak to us in an audible voice, we know that you do speak to us. You speak to us through thoughts, through feelings. You speak to us through sacred scripture, through the teaching of your church, through other people. You speak to us in so many ways. You speak to us through circumstances, through nature. Father, thank you for communicating yourself to us. We can learn about you as we look at nature, as we look at other people, as we look at the church, as we get to know Jesus, your Son, as we read what he said about you. It's such a privilege to be able to know you and have a personal relationship with you, Father. I ask you, Father, today to bless us, to help us with all our problems, to grant us whatever it is we need, material or spiritual. Father, we pray for an end to this coronavirus. It just seems to be going on and on and on and on. You've got a plan. Nothing says that I have to understand your plan. Therefore, I trust you. I trust that you love us, that you know what you're doing, and that you're in control. And I ask you, Father, to have mercy on the world, and please eradicate this virus. And I beg you, Father, to spare anyone who is suffering right now, to spare them any further suffering, to relieve their anguish. No matter how they're suffering from this virus, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, or all four, alleviate their suffering, Father. We pray for all who are sick. Father, I pray for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit on us today on the program. Give me the words and open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to your message. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, now I feel better that we prayed. Hey, it's great to be back with you on the program. My name is Gary Zimek. In case you're a new listener to the show, we do this every Monday through Friday. And then on Friday, you are able to listen to another podcast, my weekly podcast, The Gary Zimek Show. And on that program, we will look at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday. So I hope you'll be able to take a listen to that as well. You can get it in the same place you get this podcast. It's available at all your standard podcast outlets, totally free of charge. Also, don't forget to sign up for my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily newsletter, my email devotional. I send that out each day. That's not going to cost you anything either. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and sign up for that. All right, so today I wanted to talk about prayer. You know, I just got to thinking, and really what got me to thinking about this was the rough week I had, not feeling right and realizing that my prayer was lacking a little bit. But you know, the problem is sometimes we assume that prayer is all about us. You know, my words have to be perfect. I need to get all my thoughts together. I need to mention every last intention. God knows what we need. You know, it's okay to ask for what we need, but we shouldn't beat ourselves up if we forget one thing or another. What's really important is that we are spending time with God. So we're going to, I'm going to read a little bit from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, when he talks about prayer. But before that, I think we should really define what prayer is. Prayer is not just a matter of asking God for what we need. That's a part of it. But a more general definition of prayer would be a dialogue with God. I talk, he talks. In one form or another. You know, that really is what prayer is. It's relational. It's basically how we grow closer to God. We pray. We connect with him. It's how we put our relationship into action. And it's communication. It's presence. It's not just saying things. It's growing closer to one another. Now, he can't grow any closer to me because he knows more about me than I know about myself, but I can grow closer to him. We can pray to God the Father. We can pray to Jesus. We can pray to the Holy Spirit. We can pray to the saints. And when I say pray to the saints, I mean, you've got to be careful. We use that terminology a lot. I pray to a saint. I pray to the Blessed Mother. And as Catholic, we do not believe that any of the saints are divine in nature. They're humans, just like we are. So when we say we pray to Mary, even though she is held in very high esteem in the Catholic Church, she's human. She's not divine in any way. When I say I pray to Mary, that means I talk to Mary and I ask her to intercede for me. I can give her my intentions, but she can't herself do anything about them other than take them to Jesus. And that's really the way it is for all of the saints. I think sometimes we have to be careful about that terminology when we use it. I pray to St. Joseph, I pray to Mary, I pray to St. Anthony. We've got to be careful about that because, first of all, we have to make sure we know what we mean by that, but we don't want to give anybody else the wrong idea that as Catholics we worship people who are not divine. We don't worship Mary, we don't worship St. Joseph, we don't worship the saints. We honor them, we pay them respect, but we certainly do not worship them. So anyway, prayer, communication, essentially communication with God. That's what it is. And let's look at what Jesus had to say about prayer. And he's really specific here. This is Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 5. Jesus said this, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward." So what Jesus is saying is, don't be a show-off when you pray. And honestly, we don't see a lot of that in our current culture. We don't see a lot of people grandstanding when it comes to prayers. But we do want to be careful that we don't let everybody know how much we pray because we want them to think highly of us. We don't want to do that. That's not the point of prayer. And Jesus said, "When you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Now, obviously, what we can take from that is the concept that we should make a conscious effort to pray. I pray first thing in the morning. That's when I do my formal time of prayer. And I have a series of different books that I use. I usually look at the Mass reading. Sometimes I'll read from the Liturgy of the Hours, the official prayer of the Church. And I have any number of different methods. And then I'll freeform it a little bit. Usually my wife, Eileen, will join me and we'll just talk to our Father in Heaven together. We'll pray for the needs of our family. We'll thank Him for letting us have another day. Now, that's the formal time of prayer that we spend in the morning. Usually I start, and Eileen usually says some prayers before she gets out of bed, and I'm praying in the living room, and then we'll join forces and pray together. But then we pray throughout the day. Both as a family, we meet together and we pray certain hours of the day. And also, I'm always talking to the Lord as I'm driving, as I'm going through the day, as things are happening. You know, that's really, it's a combination. But that block of time, that dedicated block of time in the morning, for me, it's very powerful. And I think I would really recommend that you do something like that if you can, if it's at all possible, especially early in the morning, because it does start your day off on the right foot. You can make a morning offering. You know, you just make that deliberate effort to encounter the Lord in prayer each day. And that effort, it's an act of love. It's a sacrifice. It's a deliberate, conscious decision, something that we have control over. There's a lot of things in life we don't have control over, but we can make that decision to turn to God each morning and pray and do what Jesus said. Go to your room in secret. The idea of praying in an undistracted, in a matter, I don't even know, is that a word? I don't even know if that's a word. In a place where you don't have a lot of distractions, that's a good thing because you can give God your undivided attention. Okay. And he knows. He sees you. He hears what you have to say. And he will reward you. And Jesus said this, "And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Now, what Jesus is not saying is do not use repetitive prayer. He's not saying that. So the rosary, that's perfectly fine. What Jesus is saying here, if you look at it, is that mean what you say. You can use words composed by somebody else. And in fact, he's going to give us next in this gospel passage, he's going to give us the words to the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. It's okay to use words written by somebody else, but just take your time. Don't let your mind wander and try to really get into the words so that you're praying them from your heart. That's challenging sometimes because we can all lapse into that kind of autopilot mode or cruise control where we're so familiar with the words of a prayer that we're just almost going through the motions if we're not careful. But if we really just take the time and look at the words, this is a great way to pray. Jesus says this, "Pray then like this, Our Father, who art in heaven." Right now, we know these words, but if you go slowly, you realize that we're praying to our Father in heaven, your Father, my Father. That means what? That means you and me, we are related in Christ because we have a common Father. See, that's the beauty of it. We're not just praying for our needs. I'm just not praying for my needs. I'm praying for your needs too. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your name, Father, is holy. You are special. We're kind of like, you know, building God up a little bit. Not that he needs to hear it, but you and me, we need to hear that. We need to treat him with respect. We need to acknowledge that he is the supreme being. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, see, we haven't even asked for anything yet. We just said, Our Father who art in heaven. We are addressing our Father. We're mentioning heaven. We're saying his name is holy. He's something special. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, Father. Yeah, this is all about him. This is how we're starting out on earth as it is in heaven. And then finally, we get to our needs. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, Jesus wants us to pray for the current day's needs. Because what happens? What's the danger in praying for the needs for the rest of the year? The danger is, you see, if this prayer said, give me for the rest of the year what I need, then I wouldn't have to pray it again until next year. And that's, listen, this is the way we get. We get a little lazy as humans. We get distracted and we think, oh, well, I don't need to pray it again. But if we... And then we start to think we're self-sufficient. But on the other hand, if we have to beg for what we need every day, we're well aware of the fact that we need God. Everything. Everything that we need, every need of ours, can be met only by God. It doesn't seem like it. We go to the store, we buy our groceries, but the money that we got, that we use to buy the grocery, that came from God. God may have given us talents. He gave us somebody who employs us, or he gave us a source of income. It comes from him. He could dry that up in a minute. And you know, when we first started this COVID pandemic, there were shortages at the stores. And there were some stores that were not open. So I was not free to go and shop as I pleased. All of our grocery stores, everything provided for us in the store, somehow comes from God. And that recognition is really important for us. It's important for us to make that recognition. So give us, Father, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, that's a tough one, because we are saying to God, forgive us our trespasses. In other words, I've made mistakes. Please forgive me, but only forgive me to the extent that I forgive others. Now, this is what Jesus is saying. The gospel from today's Mass was all about this. you know, that we must forgive. We must show mercy as God has shown mercy to us. That's something that would rather ignore sometimes, right? But it's something that we have to put into practice. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Recognizing that we're going to be tempted. We're going to have temptations in life. We're asking for protection from the tricks of the enemy, from all the little traps. And then Jesus goes on to say, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Do you notice that is so important, that idea of forgiving others, that Jesus highlights it after the formal Lord's Prayer? So that's important. That is really, really important. We want to be careful that we are forgiving. So that's it. You know, that's some advice from Jesus on how to pray. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about dryness in prayer. There are going to be times when you just don't feel it. When you show up for your prayer time and you're not feeling anything. You might be there right now. As I was talking about on Relevant Radio today, I've kind of been there this week, and it's mainly because I've been going through this poison ivy cellulitis business, and my health has been affected, so I've been a bit distracted. And that's going to happen. That's going to happen. What's important, though, is that you try to make some kind of an effort when you're not feeling it to spend time with the Lord. He cares less about what you say than the fact that you are spending time with him, that you're choosing to spend time with him. I mean, that it's more important to say it that way. To choose to spend time with God, maybe even if you're not feeling it, if you're having a rough morning, that's an act of love. That's a sacrifice. That's a big deal. You know, he doesn't need your prayers. What he really needs is your presence. And what he really wants is your presence, I should say. He also wants you to depend on him. So yeah, go ahead and ask for whatever you need. Jesus said, "Give us this day our daily bread." It's okay to pray like that. So pray for whatever you need, any of your material or spiritual needs. And you know, sometimes when you can't get the thoughts together, when you're having a rough spell and you're really going through the desert when it comes to your prayer life, maybe it's time to change it up a little bit. That's why I do rotate the way I pray in the morning. I do use a lot of books because that helps me. It helps me to really get my mind operating in the right direction or heading in the right direction. I ask the Holy Spirit to inspire me as I read, and then sometimes I'll read something from Scripture, from another book, and then I'll talk about it to the Lord. It'll get me thinking, and that's very, really beneficial for me. And then I'll go sometimes with the official prayer of the church, the liturgy of the hours. Then I'll stop it when I'm realizing that I'm starting to get a little distracted and trying to keep things fresh. Now, that doesn't mean that, there aren't going to be days when I'm still struggling. On those days when I'm really having a hard time, one of the best things to do is read some sort of formal prayer or pray some sort of formal prayer. Our Father's a great prayer. When asked how to pray, Jesus gave us the Our Father. Again, you don't have to, don't pray it like you're in a race, or don't pray it like you don't mean the words. Pray it from the heart and take your time with it. You know, that's always been my big problem, taking my time with prayers. You just meditate on those words, Our Father, and just start to think about that. He's everyone's Father in Christ. You know, that's amazing. Almighty God is your Father. Our Father, who art in heaven. And you know, you can let your mind go to think a little bit about what heaven might be like. There are all kinds of ways you can go with just that one prayer. Then you might want to pray a Hail Mary. It'll make you think about the Blessed Mother saying yes to God to become the mother of Jesus, and how he became flesh, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then do a glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Then, you know, that has you thinking about all three persons of the Trinity. A morning offering is a nice prayer. Some of the Psalms are a good way to pray. And again, these are words. These are pre-written prayers that can help you, especially when you're struggling. And look, if you're having a bad day, tell the Lord, Lord, I'm really struggling today, having trouble focusing, but I want to be with you, Lord. And maybe just sit quietly and let him speak. Maybe that's your time to let him speak. Lord, let me know what I should do today, how I can serve you. Maybe look at the daily mass readings. You know, these are all ways that you can pray and vary it so that it doesn't become, so you don't get stuck in a rut. Because that does happen sometimes. That's what I do, and I find it to be really effective. But I think the most important thing, the best advice I can give you when it comes to prayer is pray even when you don't feel like it. Because prayer is not a matter of getting good feelings. Or it shouldn't be a matter of just getting good feelings. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. And it shouldn't just be a matter of asking for things. Because then you treat God like a vending machine. It should be a matter of wanting to grow closer to God. As Jesus did. You know, we are called to imitate Jesus. That's our goal in life. And through the working of the Holy Spirit, we can allow ourselves to be transformed into Jesus so that we can exhibit the fruits of the Spirit as Jesus did. And we can pray as Jesus did to the Father, that his will be done. That was the prayer of Jesus throughout his life. And that's really what prayer is. So it's important, but don't get hung up on saying just the right words. I almost don't want to say or spending a certain amount of time. I would say, because I don't want to get you paranoid about that. I think it's good to get up at a certain time and allow a specified time for prayer, but just don't go crazy with it, okay? Anyway, I'm looking at the clock. I got to run. I want to thank you for listening to the show. God willing, I'll be back on the air tomorrow. If you have any questions, contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Listen, have a wonderful day. Thanks for spending some time with me. And remember, don't forget to pray. Talk to you next time.